headed on down to Chattanooga, Tennessee, expecting to find the Glenn Miller Band performing the Chattanooga Choo Choo, but they had already come and gone. But I was amazed to discover the Beach Boys performing at the incredible 9-day River Bend Festival that takes place on the shores of the Tennessee River every June. Come along and join us at the River Bend Festival in Chattanooga as we visit with Chip Baker. We're Archie Sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. Well, here we are in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and with Chip Baker. This is cool. Who's playing outside?
That's the Beach Boys, and John Stamos is a guest drummer tonight.
Incredible. Who would imagine, right here in the middle of Tennessee?
Well, you know, Chattanooga's a really cool place, and I'm fortunate to have landed here in 1992.
I'm so pleasantly surprised and impressed. I had no idea all the cool things that you guys have to do and see here.
Well, you know, Chattanooga used to be a real industrial community. We got here when industry left, and so it really transformed itself as a community. It started really with an aquarium, Tennessee's largest aquarium, and from that, a number of things occurred, including 2005 when we spent $120 million on renovating our downtown, new addition to the aquarium, new waterfront, Hunter Museum, and after that, then...
They're having fun out there.
They're having a good time. And then after that, we just landed the first U.S. Volkswagen plant.
Amazing. Well, let's talk music for a minute. Here we are at this incredible venue. How many people are out there?
Tonight there's probably somewhere 80, 90,000 people.
Get out of here. That's incredible. I am blown away. I really am.
Well, the unique thing is it's a 9-day event, and they pay $30 for the entire period of time. And that's pretty cost effective.
Yeah, it is. That doesn't happen on the West Coast, I'll tell you that much.
Doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the other musicians who might roll on through town here and perform.
Well, we've had all kinds. Riverbend Festival, we have to be very cost-effective on our budget. We've got some really great acts, but it's maybe not the top of the top, but it's pretty close to the top. And we've had Sheryl Crow, and this year we've got Alan Jackson and Miranda Lambert. And country and southern rock really does well here when we have Alabama and Allman Brothers and so forth. We really have a huge amount of variety. We've got 6 stages that play at once. Recently, we had Mickey Thomas and Starship. And that was great. Just a whole variety. We've got Uriah Heep coming in at some point.
Overview of the River Bend Festival. When does it start? When does it end? Is it annual?
River Bend Festival is usually the beginning of the second week in June. Again, lasts for 9 days. River Bend Festival is not unlike any other festival in the United States. It started with a group of people that really cared about their community and wanted to do something about it. In this case, was to bring people downtown and to bring people together. And so we call it Tennessee Valley's Family Reunion. And it really is a unique event on the Tennessee River.
It's incredible. I am so impressed. Tell us about, for further information, a website and how somebody would find out about it. And also, do people roll in from California and from Nevada and states beyond Tennessee to come to these events?
Oh, we get calls from Europe all the time. I mean, it's, you know, the thing about Tennessee is just it's a neat part of Americana, and it's a very cost-effective place. We've got 4 seasons and beautiful scenery with the river and the mountains, but people like to come and visit vacations, do River Bend.
This is a part of their bigger package then.
Yeah, it really is.
Build around it.
It's a package. Chattanooga right now is, Outside Magazine, one of the top 10 places to live in the country, so it's a unique opportunity for somebody to see Chattanooga through River Bend.
Awesome. Well, you got a good sense of timing.
Check out riverbendfestival.com or call us at 423-756-2211.
Let's add one more thing. If you had a friend coming down here and they keyed in their vacation with the River Bend Festival, where would you send them? What would you tell them to do outside of town once they explored the aquarium and the museum?
Oh, wow. You know, there's so many things to do. I mean, this is, you know, the last battle of the Revolutionary War was fought here. You have the Civil War, all the Civil War sites. You've got Rock City, Ruby Falls. You can hike, you can bike, you can kayak, you can mountain climb. I mean, it's just all kinds of things to do. And I'd say just do it all.
Awesome.
Chip Baker, River Bend Festival, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chip, thank you so much. What a pleasure and honor and a delight to come on down here and experience.
Great. We're happy to have you here. It's been a great time. We'll be right back.
I'm your host, travel correspondent Tom Wilmer, reporting for Audiolog, the award-winning travel show airing over these NPR affiliates for the past 21 years, reporting from Tennessee. If you'd like to listen to this show as an MP3 podcast or the entire Chattanooga, Tennessee Travel Destination Radio Podcast Series, you may do so anytime. Log on to kcbx.org, click on Program Archives at the homepage, and then click on Audiolog, the Travel Show. You're listening to National Public Radio affiliates, KCBX serving San Luis Obispo County, KSBX serving Santa Barbara County, and KNBX serving Southern Monterey County. The underbed music playing throughout this show was performed by Music City Brass from Nashville, Tennessee. For further information about the band, log on to www.musiccitybrass.com.